You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Quan.
It's Dan.
It's Mia.
Do you guys feel, I feel the echo, like more.
Is that because
the camera is farther
just
away?
Just because the camera is further away.
Do you not feel this? It feels different to me. No.
Nah.
I feel
Yeah, there's like nothing.
There's more space.
There's a little more space.
I feel like I need to speak louder.
I hear my voice echoing.
Don't.
I know.
Don't change it.
Don't change anything. Yeah. Anyways, we're trying a new camera setup today, even though we have troubles even using our camera footage. Bear with us, everybody. All right, today we're talking about, okay, many people may know what this is, probably know what this is. Some people may not, but we thought it'd be a fun topic. We're talking about dinks.
Dinks.
Is that like an idiot? D-I-N-K. Oh yeah, you're a dink.
You're such a dink.
You're a dink.
So D-I-N-K, yeah. It is an acronym, an abbreviation. Uh-huh. No, it's an acronym. It stands for Double Income, No Kids.
So we're referring to people here.
We're referring to couples who are double income, meaning both of the people make money and no kids, and they do not have children.
Right.
So today, it's kind of been gaining this kind of traction. And so there's been a lot of like reels and like stuff about just like funny bits about being a dink. So we kind of want to talk about why is this even a thing? Why is this a thing?
Is it a thing?
I think it's a thing. Particularly, there's been a couple like, you know, social media clips that have, I think, popped it back into
positive
onto the
or negative.
Both. They've been positive ones. There's been negative ones. But it's like, okay, why is this a thing?
Yeah.
And then Mia, maybe you can even pull up that one article or like titles of like why people like don't like dinks or like why people are anti-dink or why people are even dinks to begin with.
First of all, how many dinks are on this panel right here?
We are. Oh, tech.
66.67%.
So Quan's definitely a dink household.
Yes.
I am a dink household.
That's I'm technically
a sink. You're a sink. Oh, you're a sink.
Single no
sink.
Kids. She's a sink. Single sink. No.
Income no kids.
Sink.
Single.
Dink. Single income no kids.
Single income no kids. Yes. Sink. Oh, yeah, sink. You're a sink, ma'am.
So, yes.
What about...
What?
I mean, that's better than no income, no kids.
A nink. Or like, oh no.
I was going to make another acronym, but that's not going to work.
Okay.
Like single income, but I do have responsibility.
There you go.
You know
family.
What I mean?
Right,
yeah.
right.
You have
right,
single
right.
income right. family. You have a SIF. Family. A SIF.
I'm a dual income family also.
Yeah, like dual income everybody.
I'm a diff.
A diff. Okay, diffs and sifs and sinks and dinks, okay?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. So
we're just
first,
making things up.
Well, we recognize we don't have any children to represent on this panel. However, I think we can borrow because Mia has family that has kids. Mm-hmm. And she has a front row seat to that life.
Yep.
And then also, I would like to hopefully be not a dink. Mm-hmm. So
there's also,
I feel like that's some good perspective to bring.
But in New York City, I think in New York City, more than other cities, there's a lot of dual income with kids because that's the only way you could live here and afford it.
Interesting. Yeah. I was about to say there are more dinks in New York City. And
dinks aside, right? If you're not a dink, you're with kids. You're with kid. And the assumption is that maybe one or the other is like staying at home.
You're a DeWick.
Yeah. So while that exists in New York, there's also, my point is there are way more dual income with kids in New York City than
there are very few sinks, single income, because it, or else you can't afford it is what you're saying, right?
There's very few people with kids. I'm just saying it's not necessarily dink, you have a kid and you can't live here. There's a lot of in New York, it's not like you, it's either or. Like you could have a dual income and have a kid.
Totally. Oh,
or multiple.
Oh, of course.
In fact,
yes.
That's how you can stay here. So, because I didn't hear this term until I became a real estate agent, right? Like I would say in the last 5 years, I had this concept. It became very prevalent to me.
What do you think that is? Like, why do you think it's becoming
bigger? Well, I don't know. I think in New York City, especially, like, if you don't have dual income, kids or no kids, you ain't living here. Like, period. Because like everyone that ever
tape.
Like if you ever see on Instagram or Reddit, whatever, people are like, I can't believe people pay this much to rent. But of course, that's why you don't live here, right? Because it's not even in the
you
realm.
You're not the target demographic. Yeah,
like the thing is, in New York, if you're, you know, you do need two incomes to even afford the rent.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you don't have kids because you're like, if I had a kid, I literally can't live here, even if I have dual incomes.
Literally cannot. Right?
And people are like, well, why would they live there anyways? Well, everyone's different. Like everyone's my different. Job is tied to New York City.
People are different.
So, and my wife's job is tied to New York City. So. And our grandma lives in New York City.
Yeah.
I cannot escape even if I wanted to. Believe me, I tried. I tried to. Like, you know, 9 years ago, we moved to California.
Bay. Yeah.
And I couldn't stay there for more than 4 months without both our family members like, oh, I kind of need you here. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And also, it just wasn't our speed.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So even though we were still dual income, no kids.
Yes.
Right. So I do. This is a new thing. And then now I'm like, oh, I'm trying to make up like other acronyms too, like we just did. Cause I'm like, what do I call these people? But it's like mostly dinks.
I feel like it's become more.
Or one kid.
More prevalent because people are having children later. So
for sure.
People experience income, like, you know, your personal wealth for longer as an adult. Because a lot of times people, like in the past, were having kids like in their 20s. So you only had your own money for just a couple of years before you spent it all on your kids.
Right.
Or a large majority of it. But now people are having, you know, kids later, maybe still in their 20s, but plenty of people are having kids in their 30s. So like they may have
or later.
So like they have had, you know, 5, 6, 7 years of just spending on themselves. So I think that's a large contributor of why this is becoming more of like a bigger phenomenon.
I also think like the salaries for women in New York is significantly higher than anywhere else. So a lot of times, like especially the people that come to me to either rent or buy an apartment, and I see both their incomes, the woman makes more than the man. So that allows, because in the past, like let's say if a woman's job pays less or whatever she does, or there's just less opportunities. I'm talking about like 20 years ago, like then it's uneven, right? So, but now like she's making more, a lot of times these couples, like the woman is making the same or more than the man. And now you truly have double the income.
Oh, because you're saying before it was like 1.1.
Yeah, before it's like maybe 1.5x.
Yeah.
Right? Or 1.7x.
Now,
or like
2.5. 2. Like, 3.
I mean, I've seen incredible disparagement in discrepancies.
What a word.
Discrepancies in income.
But where?
Disproportional incomes.
But what kind of impact do you think that is on like whether or not you're a dink or not a dink?
I mean, well, first of all, I think people in New York are much more apt to not give up a career path. So I think that people, they're used to their high income, very comfortable life. And if it's like, oh, we could have a kid, but if somebody has to stay back and do more house things or take care of the household, who's it going to be? And now the woman's like, well, I make more money. It's not going to be me. And the guy's like, yeah, that's right. But then he's like, well, I don't want to give up my career. Okay, let's just put it off.
Yeah,
this is very like New York centric, right?
Yeah,
if you're living in other part, like I have tons of friends who are, I would say, non-dinks and went the normal life track, which is after they got a job, they got married, then they moved to a town where their incomes, one of their incomes, whether it's a man, I have friends that the woman makes all of it and the guys stay at home dad or vice versa, but then they move to a town or a city where they can support that
with a
kid, maybe two, a house, public school, you know, like
The
whole shebang.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So yeah, I think in New York City now it's like dink central, but I mean, but honestly though, there are a lot more younger, there are a lot more non-dinks, but they're definitely having kids later.
Yeah.
Like 35, 36, 37, 38. And sometimes 40, 41, 42. Personal friends had kids 38 and 40.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how they could do it. Because they couldn't do it earlier. They weren't making enough money earlier to live in New York.
Yeah. Right. And I think if you only look at it from a personal lens, right, it can sound and look very inviting, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's less stress. Mm-hmm. It's like less things to worry about.
Yeah.
You only have to plan for 1, 2.
Yeah.
Versus 3, 4, 5 or 3. Or 3, 4, 5, 6, like you know,
yeah.
It's literally, you know, from an economical standpoint, frankly, it does not make sense to have kids. Mm-hmm. From just an economical standpoint.
In New York City, in other places,
or just
yeah.
like in general, oh, in because general. Then you.
But you could like your sister Karina, they live in California.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you cannot only look at, this is not just a one-dimensional economical lens. You can't look at this, because then it's like, if you only look at it from that lens, then
because you're like,
do you want to pay 1x or do you want to pay 4x? Mm-hmm. It's like, it doesn't
just
make sense.
From the math perspective that it's
right.
You need to pay more, right? For more number of people.
Right. For sure.
So I can see how that is like a big allure to like a lot of people, and they can like logic their way out of it.
Do you guys know? Okay, so I know like, all right, if I have a car, a garage, like I know what my base living expenses go up. I have no idea. Do you guys know what it is for a kid?
With a child?
Yeah, what, like, is there a number? There's got to be like a number.
I'm sure there are numbers out there. If you want to Google it, it'll show up.
I also think there's been a lot of like,
you don't know it like off the top of your head?
No.
I'm sure somebody will tell us, or there's been so many articles I feel like where it's like 2x or 3x or the curves are
and
like,
and I think it also depends on what kind of parents you will, of course you
exactly
you
not talking like basic like
like
materials.
If you send your kids to public school, right,
exactly.
versus private
or
school,
if you're frugal.
Or like what kind of like after school lessons and like all these.
We can
I'm
look
just
this
even,
up right now.
I'm very literally just talking about the right beginning now. When they pop out.
Oh. Right.
Like how much more diaper, like how much more food,
like,
diapers, stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Because I know like
diapers,
for a pet,
milk, clothing.
Like, yeah. Like, for example, like a lot of New Yorkers, they don't have kids, but they have a pet. And a pet adds a lot to your monthly
expense,
right? Because dog walker, food, vet, you know? So I'm like, there's a coefficient there.
So there's a range. Okay, right. I looked this up right now. So the range, so some sources suggest costs could be as low as $16,000 per year for a middle income family, or as high as $36,000 per year in some states.
Okay.
That's very average and very broad brushstroke. Right. Like Mia said, it would completely depend on what type of spender you are, how you want to raise your kids, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like the $1,200 is manageable. Like for if
you're...
The $1,200, sorry, the $16,000, which is like, sorry, like $1,300 a month.
Mm.
Like that's like not changing your life that much. Money wise,
it depends on who you are, but
life changes. Yes, money wise, but if you have dual income, right? If you have a kid, but like the $3,600, $3,000, like you're bumping. That's like bumping your rent up $3,000.
So there's a lot of reasons why people. So I'm actually trying to think, like, because I would define a. I think this goes one step further, right? So there's people who are dinks. Like currently, we have dual income and we have no kids, right? But are there, I actually don't know too many people who are like, and we want to stay that way, like the whole of our lives. There's many people, I think that's been on
the rise
too. I
actually know a few.
See, I don't know as many,
some. You know me.
We know you.
That's me.
But I don't have that many more in my circle.
Okay.
I think there's still a fair amount of people that like, you know, it's happening later, but they still would like to have a family because it means something to them.
Yeah.
Obviously from a non-economical standpoint, from like a community standpoint, from like a spiritual standpoint, from like
I think it's important to break down dinks in two categories.
Mm, yeah.
Go ahead.
There are dinks who are dinks because they can't afford a kid at the moment.
Yeah.
If they want to live their lifestyle. They would have to significantly downgrade their lifestyle.
Okay.
So it's just a matter of time. Either they make more money, they wait until they're older, or they just move to a different city.
Okay.
Right? Then to me, the real dicks. The real dicks.
I agree.
That's me. That's if I make way more money tomorrow, like I'm not having kids.
Are you sure, Dan?
100%.
We always ask that.
Like, I know, right?
Because we're secretly sad.
Because the thing is, like, neither me or my wife have any desire to raise a child. Like, like, raise a child, right? Like,
we understand.
I'd rather be your uncle. I'd be like, oh, I get to play with your kid. Like, and then see you later. Your parents have to be responsible.
We just think that you guys would be good parents. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, I think we'd all be good parents, sure. Right? But I don't want to sacrifice my sanity. And I just don't want to take on the responsibility.
It's right? A lot. It's
because
a lot.
I'm already responsible for essentially an older person.
I'm
right
on
now.
Your boat, right?
And you're responsible for other older people.
Right, right, right.
So you're like, do I want to add another one?
Yes, yes, yes.
Or but
I
do.
Also, you know what I mean? I think something about your situation that I think is also adds to the puzzle is like you are also both like only children.
Mm-hmm.
So I think versus like if you had another teammate or two more teammates. Maybe it doesn't change your position.
I think it goes either or.
Man, like, if you start having kids, I feel like you would want to have...
More than one.
More than
100%.
One.
100%. Yeah, I would not want one kid.
No.
Like, I would want two for sure if I had
at
one.
At the minimum, yeah.
I just think it makes sense.
Yeah.
And then, like, and physiologically, if you're going to do it, like, pop them out. Like, one after another.
They're called, you know? Irish twins, guys.
Irish twins, yeah.
One after another.
And then, that's it. Shut it down.
Right.
You know, or maybe,
shut
like,
down the factory.
One, two, three. And then, like, if I
one,
had,
two, gap.
If I had kids, I'd be like...
Okay. You know how I have two sisters,
yeah.
right? Uh-huh. So we're three siblings.
Yes.
I see the benefit of that because...
Of
whenever you want to talk shit about
about the one kid.
One, yeah. Then you go to the other. Yeah, I'm like, sure they're doing it to me too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So there's that, like, at least you can vent to like the other sibling that doesn't piss you off at that time.
Right, exactly. I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
You see the benefit of having
benefits,
three kids.
Right? Mm-hmm. I personally
that's funny.
Don't have, like, I'm just thinking, like, if I had one, I'd rather want
multiple.
Like, multiple. Because I'm also like,
you've had
now
the
you
experience.
Can entertain yourselves.
Yeah.
It's like having a bunch of dogs.
Like having one dog and then you have another,
you know,
to play
like,
with.
Go
yeah.
ahead, guys.
Yes.
So, but we're not going to have any. So it doesn't matter. Like, you know, so I think that's the real dink. That's like the essence of a dink.
I would agree.
Right?
I would agree.
So the reason you don't want to have kids is because you have already too much responsibility.
Yeah.
You have too much on your plate. Now,
correct.
As it is.
Yeah. And I just enjoy my freedom.
Yeah.
Like, I think I just enjoy being a dink. You know, like, we can go wherever we want.
Yeah.
I just
I think that's usually the argument
for sure. And I'm trying to think about, because we were talking about, is this kind of like, is this a new thing? Because I'm trying to
I think it's starting from our generation, but I'm trying to think of here's why.
Are there dinks in when we were growing up? Because I remember a couple.
I don't
actually
remember. Really?
I had one, like, yeah, friends of like
your age or older?
No, like my parents' age, that age group. I was trying, I'm trying to think back, you know, like when we were young, did they exist? I'm sure they exist. But and so I
probably
can name
few
one
and
couple.
Far in between compared to
for sure, because I almost feel like it's rare to see someone your parents' age
and
our parents',
our
age,
parents age
without kids.
Yeah,
it is rare.
It's usually like they couldn't have kids, like, biologically.
At least two.
I mean, and then my grandpa's generation, five.
Like, yes. Back in China. Exactly.
And there's, I think if you give two people a chance to live without kids, like, Yi and I see the benefits of not having kids. So we don't, it's like if early on we're like, oh yeah, let's just have kids and it's done. But now we're like, we've seen our lives without, and we're like, this is great.
And you've seen other people's lives with.
Yeah. And I'm like, we're like, you know what? Because now it's like, okay. And I think this is a product of the environment. It's
like, totally.
You can't afford to have kids at the moment. So you'd wait. And then the more you wait, the more you're like,
that's the thing. That's what I think it's become a thing. But then, Mia, what's the title article of like the argument of the dink, or like, why don't people like dinks?
Yeah. What is it about us dinks that people
dislike?
We could
be obnoxious.
Totally. I think the other side is like, it can be, I'm not saying everybody is, but it can be quite anti-family. Cause like people, I mean, there's like that recent clip of, I don't know if you guys said like, of like Chapel Rowan, right? Saying about how like all of her friends who have kids are miserable. Mm. And then a bunch of parents responding with like, they're like, how much they love their, like, here's me being miserable, loving my kids.
No, totally.
So like, I think in general, I do think in the last kind of decade, there's been a more critical, like, oh, if you want to have kids, you better have the money and you better have like the this and the this and the this and the this, versus before it was a lot more like, oh, like we want to have kids.
Yeah.
So like, I think it's somewhere in the middle. It's a big decision.
I mean, I personally think because nowadays the family values and like true family unit and what's important has gotten lost, especially amongst high earners, high younger earners. Younger so to me, it is more challenging because I'm like, y'all don't even know how to take care of yourself. Now you add a kid in there. Yeah, the divorce rate is going to be higher because you haven't worked on yourself and you haven't worked on bettering yourself and sacrificing. So whereas our generation did.
It's
and
a they big could like act of sacrifice. Yeah. And I think even nowadays, it might even be like looked down upon to like, right, pause, like take a break from your career to have a child she just gave up or he just gave or whatever. And I think there's been that narrative that's been fed that like when you have a child, your life ends.
Yeah.
And while the life you had before may have ended, there's still a lot of people that have kids. It was cool. So something that was eye-opening to me was, okay, so I was working like at Google and there was my manager at the time, he was leaving and going to start a startup. And I actually like asked, cause I was like, oh, cause I knew they both had kids, had young kids. And I was like, oh, have you guys like thought about like how that impacts like your family and like about the kids portion? And he's like, why would that stop us from like doing more?
Right.
And like, so I thought that was very cool to see. And to see it being, look, these people are very successful. Mm-hmm. They're even leaving like a cush, you know, position to certainly go into more adversity and take risks.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what people are scared of, right? It's like when I have a kid, it's just going to be boring, white picket fence, no adventure, no risks. And these were people, they had young kids and they were taking risks. He did say, he was like, we probably wouldn't have done this if one of us had like a newborn. So I think there's phases, like, right? But I thought that was very cool. But I don't think that's what a lot of people see. I don't know.
Also, they could afford it.
They can afford it. Yes, they could afford it.
That's the major thing too, right? Too.
I'm also wondering if there is, and this is something I don't know if you guys noticed, but there seems to be a rise in like people are increasingly becoming incapable of dealing with personal conflicts.
Yes.
Just like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. Oh, I don't want to deal with like hard situations. If you don't make me happy, then I'm not going to deal with you, or I'm going to leave you. I'm going to walk away from the situations. But then if it's between you and your kids, like you can't. There's, that's like the most demanding job in the world once is you to become go away, parents.
Right. Because that's what I was referring to. Once you are no longer a dink, you can't go back because now you got kids.
You can't return
you
them.
You can't return. So it's like point or no return, right?
Yeah.
Because people don't know how to deal with problems now.
Exactly. Like you have to
and
raise
them. And now they have so many options. Like let's say you get divorced, you have kids, you'll just get married again to somebody else who makes you happier.
Yeah.
For the moment. You're like, you know what? All right. Sucks for my kids. Sucks for me, but I got to do what's best for me.
Like if the kid doesn't listen to you, if the kid starts talking back and like all these things you have to deal with, there's 100%. No way around it.
And also like the relationship woes, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times that does happen.
It causes strain on the relationship. For sure. For sure. But it can also like make, I mean, that's in times of like strain, that's where you either like fall apart and rebuild, or you build or you completely fall apart.
I think there's plenty of people who can raise kids, have dual or no. Mm-hmm. It just goes back to like how strong your personal values are and your willingness to like sacrifice. So if you are willing to like
in that way too, you might be able to sacrifice in a lot of ways, but like for
like,
this way
I'm willing to sacrifice for my existing family, but I'm not gonna add one more because I don't, you know, because I'm fine with
one, two,
how much I give up now. Yeah, so one, two, if I add enough. One more because I know I will sacrifice everything for the child. So I'm like, I don't want to. It's like that because that'll be like that is like you are now living for that person.
Yeah
100%, your life ends in that person's
100%.
It's like my entire goal now has switched to this person.
Of course, yeah. If I'm just looking at my sister's life and how she literally does not have any time for herself, right? From morning to night. Now she has two kids. That's even more so the case. And
I mean, I feel like that now. I'm like,
that's so true. So like, the argument there could be like, then you should just have kids anyway, because it's not like it's attracting for your life. Might as well.
That's just more of a monetary thing, I know. Right? Yeah. If I made double what I made, okay, me and I might have a conversation and be like, all right, well, we can afford it. Mm. We could have a 3-bedroom in the city. Do you want to do it? And then let's have that conversation then. Like, I have no idea what she's gonna say. Maybe she's like, all right, yeah. I'll be like, you sure?
This is a change in the life direction.
Like, you sure? Also, you're going to do most of the work. Like, are you sure?
Oh, but let's just put it this way. My sister made this comment, like, just if I was like a little younger, I would probably have another kid. Like, I would love to have
a third one.
Yes. So you want to have another one.
Yeah, so like, I'm not gonna give it away.
But there's no 4 in front of it, right? I was gonna say, because you can still have, but even if there's a 4,
some people, even if they're younger, they're like, I'm done.
No, but I'm saying like there are, you can say that age is just a number, which is true in some sense, but also like, if you're above a certain age, like if you're above 35, the test that you will have to do when you're pregnant is like totally different.
Yes.
You have to do more.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it's just like by virtue of that, right? So like I'm just saying, you know, that to me just is the perfect summary of like being a parent, I guess. Right. Like they give you a headache, but also at the same time, they give you so much happiness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And it's going to be interesting to see, like with this influx of dinks, I think in our generation, maybe in a little bit in older Gen Z as well, what happens when it's, you know, 70 and 80, when we move on to next phase.
So that's the other thing is
like, what will the dinks be then?
What are we going to do?
Because traditionally like dinks, I think they're rare. So when you say dinks, you mean like you're already past 50s. So you are like a couple without kids, right? So like for me, okay, you've got young dinks who, like I said, there's two trajectories. Sure.
We're talking about forever dinks.
So for now it's like forever
dinks. Because there's
yeah.
a little bit more. Yeah. I think that subset has increased the most, probably.
Right.
Has it? I don't know.
I think there's more people like, that are like, I do not want to have kids.
Are you saying there's like more like 50-year-olds out there?
No, so what I'm saying,
but like
okay,
people
no,
our age, like the millennials.
Okay, yeah. I'm hearing a lot of like people who maybe in their 30s, even their 20s, but like let's say you're, you know, high 30s, you're like, I'm not gonna have kids.
Okay,
you're not 60 yet. In 30 years,
you will
That's
be.
What I'm saying,
will
I'm
be
saying
60.
Like, because once that window really closes, you can't have
you
it.
You can't.
You're just I'm a forever dink.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So when these forever dinks become 60s and
70s and 80s,
you're saying like, what's gonna happen?
Yeah. What's the plan?
I don't know. I haven't really
met
them.
Me and I have a plan. I know. That's what I'm saying. It will be interesting to meet them.
We did have.
We'll have a plan. No, I'm actually. I'm down for the plan.
Because I've also met like older 60 and above who had a kid. Their kid's like 40 now, and they're just divorced and they're single. They're just like they're just like choosing to be single. Or I guess that's not. It's like they already had a kid, so they're not.
Those are called empty nesters.
Empty nesters. Yeah. Right. Or like because like they're not.
There's
they're
not
single
too many.
Now. So. Okay.
I don't think
we've
seen it a lot.
I don't think we've seen it come full circle.
We haven't seen it come full circle.
Yeah. Right.
Because that's like the you know, thinking about it on the other side, like down the line, sure, it's a pain in right now.
Yeah.
It's a pain and a pleasure even maybe right
now.
I mean,
that person
but down the line,
might actually have regrets. You don't know.
They could have regrets.
I wish I had a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's when
I don't know.
All these kids / investments materialize.
Because like you look at, okay, because so what was the trade-off?
They could, you know, live their life in their 30s and
like,
their 40s.
Would they think like, oh, in my 30s, should I have, I enjoyed my life, but should I just had, but now like the regret?
Well, because it's also like, it's probably a very rewarding thing mm-hmm. to make, literally make something right. and then see it. I mean, sucks if you're a kid, mm-hmm. it kind of sucks. But like, right. but if the kid turns right. out to be like somebody that gives back right. to you, somebody that like, is like, wow, I raised that. That's right. that's me.
Right.
Because that's, like, literally because like you, the biological right. hereditary like
yeah,
genes I, have I passed on. I think that on. Would
present
yeah.
a lot of joy.
Yeah.
In someone.
And then literally you live on.
You know? And then, yeah, it's like, I could see the appeal of that. Okay? I mean, I'm not saying you have yeah. kids to have that feeling, but that's a byproduct, right?
Yeah.
If
yeah,
you raise yeah. somebody well and you have a great relationship with them, it's wonderful. Yeah. It's like yeah. having like
the kids' achievements are yeah. your achievements.
The kids' achievements yeah, sure. are, and like for if sure. they, in like maybe yeah. to raise like, you know,
a good person.
Yep. For sure. That for I sure. think is like, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
What if you raise three of them?
Yeah. And then or when you can't 12? Take care of yourself yeah. any longer, then you yeah. have your kids to take care of you.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I mean like, yeah, I mean, if I made more money, are we just, I wouldn't. Just
he's gonna people. Be convinced. To
no,
like,
the thing is, like, I do like kids.
I know.
Right. So, I mean, it just let's just see. Like, if it's not in the cards, it's not in the cards, and mm-hmm. then I'll be very happy as a dink. Mm.
It's yeah. okay. We can right? share yeah. our plans with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yes,
but then if I'm like, oh, in the next like 5 years, because I don't have a clock, but he's got a clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like at some point, I would say like she's 32, she got like. She got 6 years to decide. or like, really? She's got until like 30. Right. Like, I'm saying for her, like, right. I don't think she would want to have kids later.
Okay.
Even yeah, though you right. could have kids later.
That's true.
She's
that's
probably true. Like, I don't know if I want to put myself
I mean,
that.
You can right. still have yeah. kids when you're in your 40s or you whatever. Can. But I know then, like, imagine going people to do. Your kid's high school yeah. graduation.
And you're like a grandma's age.
But that's the reality if you're having kids later.
I think if I don't make enough. By the time she's 35, we're just gonna shut it down. Shut it down! Baby factory is closed! No, it never opened, but it's like, all right, it's like this potential factory. It's like, oh, let's just close the door.
Oh my God.
Put up
oh
a closed
close up shop.
Oh my yeah. God.
So let's see. If we can do it, then
all yeah. right. Well, let's see if yeah. any of our also opinions change in the next couple of. Yeah.
Well, we already know your opinions. Like, from your standpoint, going from, like, what will take you to go from a dink to
you're a temporary non-dink? Dink,
like, you
right.
want to be.
Yeah,
you
it's just
be
like,
having kids.
It's just like when it happens.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
we're,
okay.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I see.
When
I see.
The universe
yeah.
like,
when the universe,
like, ready.
There, so there's
you're
less.
Like, ready whenever,
yeah,
ready
there's
when
less
the universe
economic
gives
things.
The green light.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
excellent.
No,
okay.
Yeah. So
what are some of the things that people hate about dinks? I don't really know these.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
No, I think it's like the anti-family.
Oh, I see.
Like, it's like the, I think it's the, honestly, I think both sides hate both things about the same, both things about each other.
Yeah.
Both sides just don't like how like that one side thinks that they're better than the other
okay.
side.
Okay. So that I don't agree I with, right? It. Like, I would never like expound my own personal beliefs onto somebody else and vice versa. If a dink was like, we live a better life. I'm like, no, you don't. Because you know, because kids bring a different side of joy. You
and
know?
I think maybe, yeah. so like.
Like, I recognize that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, so on the dink side, it's like, and some people, I do think this is a growing ideology where it's mm-hmm. like, it's bad to have a family because for the environment and for like, you're like, and you are being.
All right, well, let's just kill ourselves then.
And you're being like irresponsible yeah. or blah 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 yeah. blah, and then on the other side, right? This has been more of like this has been longer. It's like, oh, you're not like, you're wasting, you know, you're wasting your life because you don't have children. Like, some people can't have children, and right. you're choosing not to have children. So right, those are the two extremities, and I think they just stem both out of like. I don't know, want people just wanting yeah. to think that they're better than
yeah,
the other side.
Yeah, I feel like if is, either side feels that way, then, you know.
It's not cool. It's probably, it's not cool
I think that's
to feel
like,
that way.
Yeah,
like, it's not kind, right? It's not kind.
Yeah. But I guess like actual disadvantage or advantage, I don't know, but I can tell you this. Dinks drive my industry, so I'm glad for dinks.
I'm glad that they're
like,
out there.
Without dinks, I mean, or like dual income with kid, like they're not buying and renting expensive apartments from me. So I like that. I like that they have two what? Incomes, right? So
I would say, yes. I think like maybe if thank like, goodness. If you think about like short-term happiness, I do think it would just is probably clear that the dink wins out. The long-term happiness, I think, is up in the air.
Yeah.
I think you could make an argument. So, because for example, if everybody was a dink, the earth would die.
Well, you would have no more human race. Yeah.
You know, more humans. Yeah. So it's like that ability to create humans and like community.
I think there's an interesting balance between young families and current dinks, right? Because you have this balance. It's not just like, all right, I'm gonna have kids and then move out to the suburbs so I can raise my kid.
Yeah,
you know, there's still you know, like there's interesting city life.
There is, it's and there's a
variety.
Bit more.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't mind that. I think like having being a dual income, no kids, like no problem. I think. Definitely is a thing now.
Yeah.
Because you're, and they buy more stuff. So cost of goods is like, it's like, it's weird. It's like all of a sudden,
well, then stuff costs so much. But are people then becoming more materialistic? We don't know, right? It's like all these trade-offs. Is that good for society? You know? So it's like all these trade-offs.
So I think that's the other trade-off.
Are we talking about consumerism?
I think when you have more money to spend, like obviously some of these couples who want kids eventually, they'll put their money away or invest it or something. Mm-hmm. But then like there's couples like me where if I know I'm not going to have kids, I'm just going to spend it.
Bye.
I'm going to, you know, live where I want to live, take the vacations I want to take.
Take the vacation.
Put some of it away if I can. But otherwise, but I'm not going to feel bad for buying what I want. I'm also going to try not to overconsume. That's something I need to teach myself.
So I think it's about like, you can also, if you don't have kids, if you just consume like in material things, it could run out. It could become very empty very quickly. Mm-hmm. Versus like there's plenty of other things other than children to invest in that has value.
100%.
So like a billion causes, like your causes, time, your all this stuff. So I think that I don't know if that is going to become prevalent behavior in the dink world.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what we'll see, you know, again, like we said, we won't be able to see this full circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it'll just be interesting.
Yeah. I think dinks get some criticism that's not warranted, but also, I also think like a lot of times they deserve it sometimes. Cause they're like, we're the best. Like, no, you're not. Like, no, you're just, you know, like I don't think I'm special because I'm a dink. It's just the circumstances, right?
Yeah. I think when it comes to these type of arguments, usually the loudest voices are like the most extreme ones. So you don't get a lot of nuanced discussions online. Exactly. This is why we
talk about it.
I think that's all we got for today. Yeah. Thought it was a cool thing to just like talk through. Let us know what you think and we will see you on the next one. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.